A Beautiful Truth by Colin McAdam. Narrated by Joe Barrett. This book is for Joyce, and in memory of Raymond B. Hancock, gentleman, father, and friend. Chapter 1. Vermont. Judy and Walter, Walt, Ribke, lived on 12 up-and-down acres, open to whatever God gave them, on the eastern boundary of Addison County, 4 feet deep in the years of rueful contentment. Judy was younger than Walt. Her dreams had an urgent truth, and 5 years had passed since they removed a cyst from her womb that was larger than a melon. Her uterus collapsed, and for a year she awoke to formaldehyde dawns, feeling sick and lonely and hopeless. No more chance of a child. Time passed, and Walt stayed near. She held his hand when she sat or when she slept. They painted the house a lighter blue. On various nights in various ways, Judy said, "Do I feel old, Walter?" And he said, "You're too young to be old. Come here." Walt and his partners, Larry and Mike, had built or bought more than half of the commercial space in southeast and central Vermont. They provided the roofs, walls, and drains around bakeries, cheese shops, notaries public, and all the unimaginable businesses sprung from the minds of people who could not conceive of working for other people. Walt believed in doing your own thing, finding your own way. The rent came monthly, businesses closed and opened. Walt made other investments. He gave thanks and shared his wealth. Paint for the church, in perpetuity. Books and shelves for the beetle-eaten library. There were wealthy couples you read about where the man worked and the woman shopped and other people mocked or reviled them.